Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Yes, indeed. It is Taco Tuesday, honey, and I'm like, oh, my taco, real, real crunchy. Yes, yes, yes. It's January 11th, 2022, 12 noon p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. You guys know what I'm going to say. It's the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And, you know, I got to push it up to the ATL. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest working team on the planet. You know what I got to say. They are really thirsty, and they work very, very, very hard. Yes, indeed. They are based in Africa. They are in Kenya, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria. Do have some members in the UK and Germany. Do have some honorary members in India. Karan Patari, he is still the man, pushing it real, real hard in India. Now, y'all know how I flow. Yes, indeed. It's going to be entertainment and education on today. Listen, Studio B is still closed, so Barb Simpson will not be tapping on my door today. And I really believe he done took Kermit the Frog on vacation, but I don't know where they went. But, honey, they got the same here out of here. I got tired of them sticking their hands in my chocolate chip cookies. You know, and I don't let nobody sip on my champagne. Y'all know every day is a champagne day, and they like to get theirs for free. No, but not today, not today. They on vacation. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Now, listen. I got some music to put up in your ear on today, and I also have some information for you and some education, some health education. Yes, I got a certified health coach on today. So we're going to rock and roll with some health education and information. She's going to join me in just a little bit, but to kick things off, I got some music for y'all. Yesterday, I was rolling down memory lane. Y'all know I like old school music, so listen. Just to kind of give y'all a taste of the old school stuff that I roll with on Monday, it is Love Roller Coaster.
Say what?
Roller coaster.
All right, that was Love Roller Coaster. And on today, I do have a very, very, very special guest, Ms. Ashiba Sancho. She is a certified health coach from the Institute for Integral Nutrition and Culinary Alumni of the Art Institute of Atlanta. And during her training, she studied over 100 dietary theories, practical lifestyle management techniques, and innovative coaching methods with some of the world's top health and wellness experts. Did y'all hear that? Some of the top health and wellness experts. Her education has equipped her with extensive knowledge of various cooking techniques, holistic nutrition. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me dial it down just a little bit. Holistic nutrition. I am a person that love, and enjoy talking about health and wellness and holistic nutrition, health coaching, preventive health. I love all of these topics and subjects. So she's going to share with us her story and what caused her to get into health coaching. Hi, Ashiba. How are you today?
Hi, Ms. Manson. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Very well. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so very much for having me on your awesome show. So I'll just tell you a little bit about how I ended up on this path. I'm originally from Kingston, Jamaica, and a part of my culture is that we tend to eat from the ground, food from the ground. A lot of people actually grow a lot of the food that we eat on a day-to-day basis in their yards, you know, kind of like old school style. And because of that, I ended up learning so much about medicating yourself with food versus conventional medicine. And also when I was coming up, my aunt that helped to raise me, she was a caterer. So I kind of married the two when I got a little bit older. I went to culinary school, as you mentioned before. I'm an Art Institute alumni, and I'm an alumni from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. So the Integrative Nutrition is the place where I went to just get equipped with learning how to take care of your body in a holistic way. Instead of going and popping a pill, can I just open up my kitchen cabinet and grab something that can actually be beneficial to my health and actually, you know, feed my body with the proper nutrients that it's needing? So that's kind of how I ended up on this path.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm so excited for you, and I do love talking about nutrition and holistic health. Mm-hmm. And so your background came from eating things from the earth or eating plant-based eating. Mm-hmm. A lot of individuals are changing gears and shifting gears and doing more plant-based eating. And so now your personal diet, is it more a vegetarian or vegan, or do you just incorporate that into your diet?
So I do enjoy eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. I my body just typically is geared towards that. However, I do eat meat. However, just to be a little bit more specific, when it comes on to eating from the ground, what I mean is kind of eliminating cans and boxed and processed foods as much as possible from your diet. So
okay.
Just pretty much eating the things that God created in the form that it was created, you know, in its truest form. So you'll take the sweet potato, you'll take the apples and the bananas, you would cut them up yourself, cook them yourself, versus buying them in a can, which it oftentimes when it's in a can or it's frozen, oftentimes it's kind of stripped of particular nutritional value. So your body doesn't benefit 100%. From it, like, you know, you want it to be, right? If you're going to eat something, you want to maximize that fruit and vegetable. It's actually shown that if you grow, say, a tomato the correct way by fertilizing the soil and every so often, every 6 to 7 years, refertilizing that soil, allowing the land to rest like proper organic farmers would do, that one tomato can have like 56 different vitamins and minerals in it versus one that's not grown in that manner and the land is depleted and stripped. that tomato may have 6 vitamins and minerals in it. So it makes a difference how food is processed, how it's handled, and then when we get it, how we handle it. Because your body can really take that one thing and it can maximize it, and it shows up in your energy, it shows up in your attitude, in your mood, just because that one thing was handled with care. Right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you sound very passionate. I like that you're very passionate about health and nutrition. And let me ask you, I want to ask you this question. I try to at all times select organic items. So when I'm choosing organic fruits and vegetables versus those that are not organic, are they really, when we go to the market and purchase things, are we really purchasing things that's grown without some of the other measures? For instance, you know, they put a different preservatives on fruits and vegetables. They may use different chemicals, you know, versus organic and not organic. So when I'm purchasing, my question is, when I'm purchasing organic, am I truly getting an organic fruit or vegetable that has nothing added to it?
Well, if it's USDA certified and you see that label on it, it's supposed to be grown organically. It's supposed to be.
Okay.
But, you know, you can't swear by anything. It's not like you're there, but in making that choice, you are doing better by your body, because it has been proven by people that even eat organic food. You can, once you start doing that, you'll feel the difference. But I'll tell you, one of the best things to do is to actually find a local farm around you. And how you can do that is you just Google it. Google your local farm and put in your zip code. And it will show local farmers in your area, and you can tell if, you know, from their site, from their information that they provide, if it's organic or if it's not. But if it's a small local farmer, chances are the food quality is way better than what you're going to pick up in a supermarket that was shipped from halfway across the world oftentimes, okay?
Okay.
So I'll kind of expound about on that a little bit. When food, like a lot of food that you've seen in the grocery store, it's shipped from other countries. And because it's been shipped from another country, it's picked when it's still green. It's not ripe as yet. But there is a way that God made fruit and for you to consume food. It's actually supposed to be picked at the perfect time or at the height of the season. It's season when it's ripe and it's ready to eat. When you pick it before it's time, it doesn't, that fruit and or vegetable, it doesn't come to full maturity correctly. So all of these things, it's how these things assimilate in your body and how your body receives all of these things, right? So a method I know they have on food that ships is they'll pour they'll gas it. They'll gas the fruit to actually make it ripe faster or look red and, you know, delicious, but it's not. And you'll find that even when you smell, like, example, when you go into a grocery store, you don't smell all the apples and the bananas and mangoes and the peaches. You don't really smell nothing much, because when it's picked before it's time, it's like a baby being pulled out of the mother's belly before it's time. Then it has to go through a process and mature correctly, right? They have other processes, but it's better if that baby stays in that oven and bake properly. And it's the same thing with your food. It's better if it stays on the tree and it ripens correctly. Your body better assimilates it. You smell the fruit, and it when it's locally grown, it's better for your body, because your body can better adapt to that particular type of food because it's grown in the climate that you're currently in as well. So there's so many different elements. And I don't want to bog you down with all of the details.
No.
There's so many different things as to why it's just better for you. Because, example, I'm Jamaican, as I mentioned before. If I'm getting food shipped from America where it gets cold and it gets hot, the food is not necessarily going to assimilate in my body the best, where Jamaica is always hot. I want to eat foods that's like grown in that particular climate because it's actually grown for the individuals that's living in that climate. And I'll give you a quick example, like berries. Berries come into season. If you consume berries in its season around springtime, guess what? It starts to clean out all the mucus that your body built up over the winter time to keep your body warm and kind of in a hibernation mode. So you needed all of that mucus and that, you know, gooey, sticky stuff in your body for the wintertime, but you don't need it in the summertime, right? So eating those berries, it's going to pull out all of that extra mucus, and it's going to help you with that spring season that you're getting ready to go through. It's like, even though we're in climates and climates change and it has seasons, you have to understand too that your body has seasons, and the food that you eat actually goes in alignment with your body and the season that your body is in. Do you kind of get what I'm saying?
I do, and that's really good information. And when you're explaining it, I was thinking back to a time when I had a friend that lived in Florida, and he used to ship us mangoes from off of his tree. Mm-hmm. And so we used to, you know, the mango that he would ship us was taste, of course, way different than what we would get at the market. It was much mm-hmm. better. It was sweeter. It was a totally different tasting experience and a totally different eating experience getting the mango straight from his backyard versus us buying it and purchasing it from the market. And so I do understand I've had that experience to enjoy something that came straight from someone's backyard versus the fruit I would get from the supermarket. It was totally different and very enjoyable.
Yes, it is. It is enjoyable, and it's filled with so much more nutrients that your body is needing. And you know, something you said, just enjoying what you're eating, all of that helps you to assimilate food. When you're eating something that you don't enjoy that much, one, you tend to stay away from it. Example, if you go to the supermarket and you get fruits and vegetables and it's not quite as sweet, the fruits may not be quite as sweet, the vegetable just doesn't seem to have that strong flavor that you're used to having, you know, when you were growing up or so, you tend to kind of push those things to the side and you go with the chips and the dip and the flavorful stuff, because we want flavor, we want taste, we want to eat and feel good, and we want things to taste good. But if you're getting the stuff that's actually supposed to be good for you and it doesn't taste good, guess what? You're going to just start eating a bunch of junk stuff that they made to taste good, right? So it's good to just expose yourself to that, because your body will crave that instead of craving the things that's not going to be beneficial for you, right? So all of that, the nutritional aspect plus you just being really enjoying what you're eating, it works wonders. It really does. It really works wonders for your taste bud and for your body.
Okay. And, you know, I noticed, though, I was shopping at a particular store in the community, and I was noticing, I was looking at the different meats. Personally, I don't eat meat, but I was getting it for someone else. And so I was reading the labels and how it, you know, the meat was fed. You know, I was getting chicken and some beef. And so the label was saying, of course, certified and never any hormones used. It was grass-fed. And so it had all these great labels, and I said, okay, I'm going to choose this one. It was a little bit more pricier, but I still choose the one that was more healthier. And I noticed when I was cooking it, the texture was different. It had a very, very tender texture. And I was like, oh, this is I could tell the difference just by handling the meat, that it was different. It was more tender, and they said it was juicy, and it was more enjoyable.
Yes, and the smell, too. If you notice, when you get true organic food, or another type of meat that I like to buy is halal. Halal is processed by the Jewish community, and what they do, they drain the blood from their meat, and they handle their food with care. They handle their food with much care. But organic and halal meats, what you'll find is when you cook, like, say you cook chicken, I used to hate eating chicken on the second day because I get that this smell that I just don't like. It doesn't matter how much seasoning is on the food, I just get this smell. But you'll find that it cuts a lot of that because what the animals are being fed, and then because just to give you a brief insight as to how it's processed. One, say you go to a chicken farm. It's thousands of chickens. They're locked in a house, and they're in the dark for most of the time when they close those lights because they want to save money. They're in the dark, and they're feeding on a belt or in trays that they can access quickly, because those chickens that you see, like, it goes from an egg to a full-grown chicken in 2 weeks because the amount of hormones that they put inside of it. Inside of your food, and inside of food for the chicken, right? And they will get really fat really quick, and they'll take them out to the slaughterhouse. But because it's so many chicken packed up in a little space, they get diseases. So then they pump a lot of hormones into their food to help them to not get sick and die, right? But
you know,
hormones
doesn't die
through cooking. It doesn't die when you cook it. The hormones, it doesn't go away because you cook the meat. It actually just comes into your body, and it creates a whole lot of havoc. So,
hearing, I just can't stomach the idea of putting meat in my mouth. I just can't. Even organic meat, I just can't. It's just something about it. I just can't even bear the thought of putting a piece of meat in my mouth. I just can't. I used to love meat and beef and different things like that, but I went through a journey with problems with my stomach, and once I've gotten past that, from eliminating eating meat, I just can't go back to that. But you know, it's you're so passionate, and I just love that you're very knowledgeable about eating you know, food that's nutrition, holistic nutrition and health coaching. And so I know that you started your practice, you just launched it, is that correct, on yesterday?
So my pre-launch is going to be on the 14th, and my launch is actually going to be on the 21st of January. So I'm not booking any clients until then, but my information on my website is up. I was certified for counseling back in 2007, and I did it, but I never did a full launch, and I never did this particular virtual platform that I'm doing now. I used to see clients one-on-one in person, but now with everything that's going on, I'm launching a full virtual platform for my business.
Oh, okay. So they gave me the date of yesterday. I thought you had launched on yesterday. And I do want to talk a little bit about the virtual cooking. I found it really intriguing, and I really like that. So you do virtual cooking on your website, or how does that work? Do you have a class where they watch you or cook with you? How does that work?
Yes, so we cook together. So I'm in my kitchen, set up camera in front, and you're able to see everything that I'm doing. I can see what you're doing, whatever you want me to see on your end. And I pretty much walk you through the process of cooking great meals, helping you to kind of figure out what works best for you, not just, you know, cooking something, say you don't even like lasagna and that's what I'm teaching you. No, I want to cook you something that, first, we have a mini consultation, and we just kind of talk about foods that you like and things that you'd like to incorporate and just kind of try out, right? So then I'll formulate something for you, and I'll teach you how to cook it. I'll teach you great knife skills and how to use seasoning properly and well to kind of season your food, so you don't have to always use a bunch of powder stuff in your food. You can incorporate some good spices as well, but some of these over-the-counter things may not be very beneficial. So I'll teach you all those little tips and tricks, and really just how to just feed your body good stuff. I also have a cooking class for mommy and babies as well. I have a little one, and I realized during this process that picky eaters are real, and they're here to stay. But how do you get past all of that? How do you help your child to embrace food and to love it So I do a little class for moms to kind of help them work with their kids and help them to get them to love good food and not just a bunch of chips and pizza, you know, which is good sometimes, but not all the time, right?
Yes. Now, I do have about 2 minutes left in this particular episode. I do want to see if one of our callers have a question. Area code 217, you're on the air. Did you have a question for Sheba?
Yes, ma'am. How can I incorporate fish?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. How can I incorporate fish? I mostly do cod. I'm a little bit harsh to tilapia. How can I actually introduce that to my meal? I can't do it normally because this is really not a good dish. Can you help me out there?
Can you hear him? Masiba, he's asking a question on how he can go right ahead.
No. Go ahead and repeat the question for me, Ms. Manson. I can't really hear it that clearly on my end.
He's asking
sorry,
how.
Go ahead,
sir.
I do cod. You know, I can do tilapia, a little bit of salmon, but like it's mostly a budget thing for me. So a little bit of tilapia. How can I actually incorporate that into my meal base? I can do rice all day.
So you're wanting to incorporate more fish into your diet, you're saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the first thing I would say is go to like a fish market or a farmer's market where they sell different types of fish and just look at your options. Oftentimes we limit ourselves because we don't know our options, right? Look at your options and then look at different cooking methods that you'd like to try. You could try grilling the fish. A great actually recipe that I have for smoked salmon with a drunken fig sauce, phenomenal, out of this world, right? Actually, I'll put a link on my Instagram page to actually that recipe. It's my go-to recipe. I love that. But look at your options. That's the first thing you want to do. Look up different cooking methods for how to prepare these things so you can enjoy it. If you love grilling, grill a bunch of fish. Look at the types of fish. Some fish are kind of really small and delicate, and you can't grill them. It will break up on the grill. But some are more hardy, like your swordfish, your salmon. You can grill those. Tilapia that you mentioned, you want to kind of stick that to searing and oven roasting or something like that because it's a more delicate fish. But look at your options.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in. Sheba, I do want to give you an opportunity to give closing remarks. We are pretty much out of time, and I do want you to go ahead and give out your website information. If there's anyone else that wants to reach out to you and book a consultation with you, I would love for you to give out your information.
Okay, sure. So you can find me at ashebajsancho.com. That's A-S-H-E, B as in ball, A as in apple, J, Sancho is S-A-N-C-H-O. So that's ashebajsancho.com. And you can send me an email from there. You can also connect with me on Instagram. It's ashiba.sancho. Again, that's ashebasancho. S-A-N-C-H-O. And you can connect, you can send me a direct message on Instagram, or you can just, when you get on my website, there's a bar at the bottom where you can send me a direct email. And I'd definitely love to hear from you all.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me on today, Ashebe. It was very learning what you were speaking about, the nutrition and taking care of our bodies and the way food is handled. That was some really great information, and I know that our listeners probably learned a lot. I know that they received a lot on today. It was a lot of great information, especially about how food is grown and handled. That is very valuable information that you shared with us today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ms. Manson, for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. So, guys, if you're just tuning in, this is the Fierce Female Network. I am Fierce Manson, the host, and you did hear Ashebe Sancho. I want you guys to go ahead and listen to the Barcast On Demand. So what you can do, go ahead and sign up. Facebook.com, use the keyword The Fierce Female Network when the page comes up. Give it a like and a follow. I would greatly appreciate it. And so the show will be live, of course, on Facebook. You can listen to it again. If you missed any information, go ahead and listen to the broadcast as well. You can hear it as well on Amazon Music. You can hear it on Spotify, whatever your favorite listening broadcast is, your favorite listening platform. Go ahead and listen. I really want you to do that and take advantage of this opportunity. I want you to visit her website as well. You know, all things nutrition and holistic nutrition. I just love hearing about that. So listen, her website once again is spelled ashebajasancho.com. Once again, her website is www.ashebajasancho.com. The one thing that she shared with us, the one thing that I really loved was her passion. She's very passionate. You know, and I would recommend someone of her caliber to work with to anyone. She's very knowledgeable. She's very passionate. And her background, as you heard, she was came up in Jamaica. And so her mom and her auntie helped her and trained her and taught her when it comes to eating well, eating for the body. And so she's one of the best coaches around. You do want someone like this that you can learn how to cook. You can do it virtually. She has it on her website. And you can learn from her. She has a lot of great information. She's educated. She has her certification. She is a certified health coach. And you do want to have her on speed dial. You do want to contact her on Instagram. If you have any other questions about nutrition and eating for the body, do reach out to her. And I do want to thank you guys for listening in. I am pretty much out of time on today. But listen, we get to do this again on tomorrow. There's another great broadcast on tomorrow. So, guys, you be good to yourself and be good to your neighbors. You motivated. You motivated. You winning, winning. She's fierce. She's fierce. She's fierce. She's fierce. That girl from a west.